Hello, it's 12:47, June the 2nd, 2013. And today we're going to be playing with iGrand Piano. Yeah, we've done this before. But we're going to be playing with it connected in a very strange way to my crazy setup. And it means I can actually give you the sound of the phone in this way, where I couldn't do that before.
New notification.
And I need to disable voiceover. Bye-bye.
Voiceover off.
Thank you. So I basically have the phone coming into the inputs of my Juno G and the MIDI cable connected to my Motif so that I can run it through my sequencer and change patches as normal. Because Davey asked me a question. And I'm going to answer him like this. Which I did, and I told him that I'm doing this as we speak. So, with that in mind, let's go to the other window, which is far more interesting. The QWS window. And I just need to check that SoundForge is still recording, because it has this habit, this irritating habit of just stop recording for no good reason. Right, so the connection is thus. I have my phone connected to my Juno G's inputs at the back, because the Juno has inputs. The MIDI portion of it using the iRig MIDI interface is connected to my Motif MIDI out. And I had my brother set in the menus recently that MIDI port 5, according to the USB, this thing has 8. The Motif has 8 USB MIDI connections for whatever reason, I don't quite know why. So one is actually the internal synth and a couple of spare ones. And so I made 5 the MIDI out port of the Motif because I'm not using those. I'm using USB, aren't I? So I have given my iPhone a dedicated MIDI out. It's lovely. So I have this connected now to my phone, which means that QWS has, or my phone rather, has its own dedicated port that I called iPhone, friendly name. It used to be called Yamaha Motif Rack ES-5, which is not at all exciting. So, latency. Not bad, is it? You can probably hear me hitting. I can turn the keyboard down as well. You can hear the keys. So that's the latency between the thing and thing. The piano and the rest of the world. Strangeness. So the only way to really demo this would be to... Let's see. Let's find a piano piece. What uses piano? Only loads of things. I'm just trying to think of something straight away. Or I could just record one. Metronome. So what we'll do is we'll record something basic and then we'll quantize it and see how latency compares to the metronome. Because that's quite a good test, I think. Let's go. Boring. Quantize it. Now, what I'll do for comparison is I will split this piano track thusly, and I will put it on a different synthesizer. Actually, let's put it on the Yamaha. For the simple reason, gotta turn it up, because it's quite a lot lower. Then we can have two things playing the exact same thing that are different synthesizers, but coming through the same I/O chain. So you can hear the differences for yourself. So the phone does lag slightly, and we can do the whole panning out maximum trick. Phone is on the left, which doesn't respond to pan. Excuse me, then. We won't do the panning out trick. We'll just have to do the metronome trick instead. So you can sort of feel that's slightly more on. It's hard to tell, but it is. And then this one. Like, it's nothing you'd really put your finger on, but it is there. So there you have that. It is less latent than the RTP idea, but nothing to scoff at, and you could use it in a sequence if you weren't playing metronomes behind it. If we, for example, delete this piano portion and move it off to drums, 776, 127, 6400, yeah, just random jargon. I don't want that kit, actually. I don't. I'll use this kit. And record a beat behind it and turn off the metronome so that you can get a feel of... We'll build up a little piece very, very briefly here using the phone's piano all the way through and see what happens. Quantize it. It's boring, but it works. Drums, piano. I'm just naming stuff as we go along. Making a bass track there, and the Yamaha 80. That was a Phantom, by the way, doing drums. And I always forget where the basses are in this thing because I haven't had it long enough to remember banks. I just use instrument lists because I'm just that boring. Right. Let's get a bass down. You know. But it works. Now we play it without a metronome, and actually, we'll turn the piano down slightly more. It was at 75, we put it at 65. Just checking, right, there's only one copy of that. Right, so there we have a trio. There we have a little piece that we made in no time at all, which is pointless. But if we set it up to loop, just because, and then I can use it as a solo instrument. Change patches, shall we? Again. and some more. Octave piano. And again. Well, that took a while to load. It gives me an excuse to show you all the pianos. And again. And again. And again. Again. Well, that took a while. And again, what do you say? Quite a nice piano, actually. It's very soft. And again. And again. Piano, that one. Oh, that's even odder. Are we back to the top? I think so, because hard to tell, because the thing is, they do rap, but I know I have about 16 pianos. This is number 17. This is 18. I know when we get to the top, because one of them will eventually be the octave piano again. There's the octave piano. So that's piano number 20. And that was also piano number 3. Okay. So it's piano 20 and 3. So that tells us, I think, what? We have 17, 18 pianos? Something like that. I bought all the expansion, well, the one expansion pack for it. And I also registered it, which gave me one other piano, a jazz piano. So, yeah. Without looking at the actual screen, which would mean having voiceover coming over the stream, I didn't want to do that. So there we go, that's the piano, and just to remind you, when I'm not soloing with it, this is what it sounds like in practice. I'll leave you with that thought. Hope you enjoyed this little pointless demonstration. Take care and goodbye.